Budget debate commences this week. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Invigorated and recharged from a quiet week on Beacon Hill last week. This week, it's budget week. The Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation has analyzed the 1,400 amendments filed and found that more than 1,000 of those have quantifiable fiscal impact. What are we expecting this week, Matt?
Yeah, so, you know, this used to be a 4, sometimes 5-day affair. In the past few years, they've really narrowed this down to a science, and we've been looking at 2 days of debate the past couple of years, but this year will be interesting to watch. This is Ways and Means Chairman Jeff Sanchez's first budget. He will be leading the debate on the floor. But, you know, this budget is fairly straightforward. I mean, there are investments in education. The speaker has made early education a priority. There are the standard kind of local aid accounts that House lawmakers are looking to beef up. You could see some debate around the provisions that the House is looking to put in new oversight of the state police, some special commissions, a new audit unit to kind of crack down on some of the scandals we've seen happen there.
It's really a statement of values, is it not, the budget?
Well, that's what leaders who write these budgets like to say, that this is more than just numbers, more than just line items. But if you look where they're putting money and what programs they're putting money into, that it reflects their values as lawmakers and, you know, in this case, as Democrats. Some of that is true, certainly. I mean, you have activists who have been complaining for years that the environment often gets overlooked in budgets like these, and they've been pushing to increase spending environmental programs. But the reality is, a lot of the times, so much of these budgets are consumed by fixed costs and money that they have to spend on programs like mass health, pensions, debt service, and things like that. So there is a very little flexibility, even in a $40 billion budget, for where they can spend discretionary dollars. But where those do go, I guess you could say, is a statement of values.
In that Mass Taxpayers report, they noted commonly underfunded programs that include indigent legal defense, family homelessness, sheriffs, snow and ice removal by MassDOT. So is there a theory behind leaving snow and ice removal, for instance, behind certain areas of the budget always in need of more funding?
Yeah, this is a strategic thing that you see year after year. They have to put money into these programs. They know some is going to be spent for snow and ice, for instance. They don't want to overfund that account. And by underfunding it, even though they put a few dollars in, they have money to play with in other programs where they want to spend the money.
Pivoting, tomorrow marks the arraignment for Brian Hefner, who was indicted on multiple charges, including sexual assault. Last week, I don't know if you caught it, Joshua Miller at The Globe wrote about Hefner's spouse, Senator Stan Rosenberg, who, among chaos, is running for re-election. Matt, that report about Rosenberg's conduct, looking into possible breaches of chamber rules, is yet to be released. You've spent a lot of time at the State House. Have you observed the wait making anything trickier for Rosenberg?
Well, you know, certainly the unresolved circumstances surrounding his continued service in the Senate has made things a little uncomfortable. He has been showing up to sessions, doing his work, filing amendments to bills, and trying to just be one of the regular lawmakers after giving up the presidency. But, you know, that is sometimes easier said than done. And certainly with the ethics investigation hanging out over his head, he does have a primary challenge this year. She has not made a big issue out of Hefner, but I think that may kind of take care of itself. I mean, certainly his husband being arraigned in court on the sexual assault charges this week is going to bring the spotlight back onto that whole situation. So it's a difficult time. The piece you're referring to, I know he told Josh that he has unfinished business in the Senate. And when he says that, this is policy stuff that he cares about, has cared about for decades in service on Beacon Hill, and he wants to keep working on that. But certainly it's become a little harder for him to just focus on the work and tune out some of the outside stuff.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thanks, Carrie.
Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House, is now a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio. ¶¶